大家早
Morning everyone
很高兴我们又回到神的家里面
So happy that we do return to the house of God
我们今天一起晨祷的经文是在路加福音的第七章
And today's morning devotion is on Luke chapter 7
如果分段的话我会把一到十节分成一段
If I will divide into two paragraphs I'll divide it from verse 1 to 10
就百夫长的信心
There's the faith of the centurion
然后十一到十七节
And from verse 11 to verse 17
死人的复活
The raising the dead to life.
然后十八节到三十五节
And verse 18 to verse 35.
就是耶稣去法利赛人家里面
That is when Jesus went to the house of the Pharisees.
然后最后就是三十六节到五十节
And verse 36 to verse 50.
这一章圣经就是紧接着昨天的第六章
So this chapter is continuing on to the previous chapter.
从第六章我们看到耶稣挑选他的门徒称他们为使徒
Since chapter 6, we saw Jesus picked out the 12 and called them apostles.
从那个时候开始其实天国已经在展开
And at that moment onwards, the kingdom of heaven has began.
福音已经临到大地
And the gospel has entered into the earth.
从这个我们再接着到今天的这一章
And as we continue on to today's chapter,
在天国已经展开的日子里面
In the days where the kingdom of God has began
就发生了今天第七章的几件事情
These events that took place in chapter 7 happened
其实这几件事情就让我们可以看得更清楚到底耶稣是谁
These events show us clearly who Jesus is
他不单只是展开了天国
Not only did he begin the kingdom of heaven
那到底耶稣在天国里面他是什么的位置
What position does Jesus have in this kingdom?
今天我们也从这几个故事来思想，那我们今天又站在什么样的位置？
So when we look at these stories, let us think about that and think about what is our positions.
我们跟耶稣之间的是一个什么样的关系？
What relationship do we have with Jesus?
或者干脆再直接的说，耶稣到底想跟我们建立一个怎么样的关系？
Or to be more direct, what does Jesus want to build with us? What kind of relationship does he
want to build? 我们就透过这几个故事，我们就看耶稣他到底要跟人建立的是什么样的关系？
Through these stories, we can see what relationship Jesus wants to build with people.
从这个背景，我们来看第一个大段。
And from this context, let's look at the first paragraph.
一到十节。
First one to ten.
耶稣对百姓讲完了这一切的话，就进了加百农，有一个百夫长所宝贵的仆人。害病快要死了百夫长风闻耶稣的事就托犹太人的几个长老去来求耶稣来帮助来救他的仆人他们到了耶稣那里就切切地求他说你给他行这事是他配得的因为他爱我们的百姓给我们建造会堂耶稣就和他们同去离那家不远百夫长托几个朋友去见耶稣对他说主啊不要劳动因你到我舍下我不敢当我也自以为不配去见你只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了，因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下。对这个说去，他就去；对那个说来，他就来。对我的仆人说，你做这事，他就去做。耶稣听见这话，就稀奇。他转身对跟随的众人说：我告诉你们，这么大的信心，就是在以色列中，我也没有遇见过。那托来的人回到百夫长的家里，看见仆人已经好了。
First one to ten.
这里讲到耶稣讲完了这一切的话就是他教训人以后他就到了加百农
So you see when Jesus had finished saying all this to the people who were listening he entered into Capernaum
就在这个时候就一个百夫长就有事情来想要来找耶稣
And there a centurion has a request for Jesus
他的事情就是他家里面一个他很疼爱他很重用的一个仆人病得快要死了
And that request is that he has a servant who he valued highly and was sick and is about to die
他听说有关耶稣的事情
And he has heard about Jesus
他只是听说
He only heard about him
他应该没有亲眼见过
He had never seen him personally
他是靠别人告诉他耶稣是怎么样的一个人
But he heard what people have told him about Jesus
然后呢他就托了几个犹太人的长老去找耶稣
And so he had asked a few elders of the Jews to go and see Jesus
因为这个百夫长他自己是外邦人
Because the centurion himself is a Gentile.
他是罗马的一个官员。
He is an official of the Roman.
当时的犹太人跟罗马人跟外邦人之间的接触其实是是有很多的怎么说呢不那么简单。
And the Jews' relationship with the Gentiles are quite complex.
特别是如果对方是以色列的一个拉比圣经的教师他们更 不愿意 跟外 邦人有所接触。
Especially if they're a teacher, a rabbi, then they would not interact with a lot of the Gentiles.
因为在犹太人眼中，外邦人是不洁的。
Because in the eyes of the Jews, the Gentiles are unclean.
特别是这些圣经的 教师，他们就更觉得，我常常如果跟外邦人接触，会就是会沾染。
Especially these teachers of the Bible, they feel if they interact with Gentiles, they will be contaminated.
啊，这种思想在以色列人当中是很普遍的。
And it's very common for the Jews to think like this.
所以这个百夫长他知道他是一个外邦人。
So this centurion knows that he is a Gentile.
如果他自己去找耶稣，耶稣大可以不见他。
If he went to look for Jesus, Jesus might not see him.
跟他保持距离。
And might keep a distance from him.
所以这个百夫长很聪明。
So this centurion is smart.
他就找了几个犹大的长老去为他说情。
So he sent some elders of the Jews to plead with Jesus.
当然这一点也让我们看出其实这个百夫长对耶稣非常的尊重。
So you can see this centurion has high respect for Jesus.
所以他就动用这个人情牌就希望啊耶稣会不会给面子给这几个长老来帮助他。
So he pulls some strings in and hope that these elders of the Jews will help him.
而这几个长老也切切地求耶稣。
And these elders did plead earnestly with Jesus.
因为这个百夫长常常帮助这些犹太人出钱出力帮他们建造会堂。
Because the centurion often helped the Jews and helped them build the synagogue.
所以在这些长老的眼中这个外邦人不一般。
So in the elders of the Jews, this is no ordinary Gentile.
可以算是朋友。
You can call him a friend.
他们就来求耶稣。
And so they came to plead with Jesus.
耶稣呢就跟他们同去。
So Jesus went with them.
可是这个事情呢发展到这边就发生了一个最奇特的一个地方。
But then something interesting happened.
就是耶稣还没有到他的家。
So he was not far from the house.
他又托了几个朋友去见耶稣。
The centurion again sent some friends to him.
我们来注意这一句。
And let's look at this.
他说主啊不要劳动。
So Lord, do not trouble yourself.
因为你到我的舍下我不敢当。
For I do not deserve to have you come under my roof.
我也是以为不配去见你。
That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you.
其实耶稣不用那么麻烦。
Jesus, you don't have to trouble yourself.
你只要说一句话就可以了。
You only need to say a word, the word.
因为我是一个当官的人。
Because I myself is a man under authority.
我的上面有权柄。
I have authority above me.
我下面有兵。
And with soldiers under me.
所以我只要跟我的下面的兵说你去做什么他就去。
So I need only to tell my soldiers, go.
所以耶稣只要你一句话
And he goes, so you only need to say the word.
我的仆人就会好了
And my servant will be well.
我们都很熟悉这一段的圣经
So we're familiar with the scripture.
所以耶稣称赞他的信心
So Jesus was amazed at his faith.
可是今天我想跟大家用另外一个眼光来看
But today I want you to see it from a different perspective.
就是到底为这个百夫长的信心在哪里呢
Where is the faith of the centurion?
在他的眼中耶稣是谁
In his perspective, who is Jesus?
原来耶稣到这个世界上的时候
When Jesus came to the world,
很多人对耶稣有不一样的看法
Many people have many perspectives of Jesus.
到底耶稣在你的心目中他是一个怎么样的人呢
And to you, what kind of person is Jesus?
对百夫长来说耶稣是谁
To the centurion, who is Jesus?
耶稣是谁
Who is Jesus?
这个百夫长是一个罗马的官
This centurion is a Roman official.
当时的以色列人在罗马的统治之下
And the Jews were being governed by the Romans
按道理说他是应该比耶稣身份高一等
Theoretically he should have a higher status than Jesus
甚至高几等
Or maybe even a few places higher than
那他为什么这么尊重耶稣呢
But why would he respect Jesus so highly
而且他说他是用权柄的角度来看
And he said he looked at it from the perspective of authority
他是百夫长
He is a centurion.
可是他的行为和他的表达好像他比耶稣还要低一级。
But his behavior and expression appears that he is at a lower status than Jesus.
那耶稣是谁?
Then who is Jesus?
耶稣是谁?
Then who is Jesus?
百夫长
The centurion.
比耶稣还要低。
Is lower than Jesus.
这个百夫长认为耶稣是蛮有权柄的。
The centurion sees Jesus is full of authority.
甚至权柄比他还要大。
And he has even greater authority than he.
耶稣的权柄应该只要吩咐一句话事情就发生了
Jesus' authority is so that he will only need to say the word and it will happen
耶稣根本不需要自己动手
Jesus need not do it himself
自然有人替他动手
And someone will do it for him
可是他求的是什么呢
But what is it that he is pleading?
他求的是他的仆人的病得医治
What he is pleading is for his servant to be well
那耶稣用一句话到底耶稣差派的是谁来完成这件事情呢
And when Jesus say the word who is Jesus sending to accomplish this?
自然就是天使
And then it will be the angels
谁可以用一句话吩咐天使天使就为他完成呢
Who can say the word and order angels to accomplish his will
这个就是为什么耶稣说这么大的信心我在以色列人当中都没有见过。
This is why Jesus said, I have not found such great faith even in Israel.
因为在百夫长的心目中
Because in the eyes of the centurion,
耶稣是天国的王。
Jesus is the king of the kingdom of heaven.
所以他是一个小小的百夫长不配去见耶稣。
So he's only a centurion, he is not worthy to see Jesus.
也不配耶稣来到他的家中。
Nor deserve to have Jesus come under his roof.
这个天国的王其实就是神自己。
This king of the kingdom of heaven is God himself.
所以整个天堂里面所有的天使都要听他的吩咐。
So in all the heavens, all the angels will have to obey him.
他是天国天堂里面最高的权柄。
He is the highest authority in the kingdom of heaven.
所以只要一句话。
So he only needs to say one word.
天使就会为他办事。
And the angels will serve him.
仆人的病就一定会好起来。
And the illness of the servant will be cured.
这个就是百夫长的信心。
That is the faith of the centurion.
这个就是百夫长眼中的耶稣是谁。
This is who the centurion perceived Jesus to be.
那这个故事对我们今天有什么意义呢？
And what has this story got to do with us today?
其实我们要问问我们自己。
We need to ask ourselves.
在我们的心中耶稣是谁？
In our heart, to us, who is Jesus?
在你的心中耶稣是天国的王吗？
In your heart is Jesus the king of the kingdom of heaven.
你有把耶稣把那个这个天国的王当得的荣耀和尊敬给耶稣吗？
And did you give this king the glory and respect he deserves?
一个小小的测试。
This little centurion.
如果耶稣是天国的王，
If Jesus is the king,
在我们心目中是天国的王，
And to us he is the king of the kingdom of heaven.
你约好跟他见面的时候你会迟到吗？
If you have an appointment with him, would you be late?
那你主日的时候会迟到吗？
And when you come to the service on the weekend, would you be late?
敬拜的时候你是用一个什么样的心态？
When you worship him, what kind of attitude do you have?
我们真的把耶稣当成我们心中的王吗？
Do we truly see Jesus as the king?
这一位天国的王，
This king of the kingdom of heaven,
得着这个百夫长外邦官员的这么大的尊敬，
Receive such respect from a Gentile official.
可是以色列自己的子民呢？
But what about the people of Israel?
没有把耶稣当成天国的王。
They did not see Jesus as the king of the kingdom of heaven.
本来他们是应该最靠近耶稣的。
They ought to be those who are closest to Jesus.
可是反而成为跟耶稣很遥远的。
But on the contrary, they distanced themselves from Jesus.
他们本来是神家里的人。
They were supposed to be God's family.
可是信心的眼睛瞎掉。
But they lost their perspective in faith.
没有看出耶稣是天国的王。
They did not recognize Jesus as the king.
今天我们也是神家里的人。
Today we are people of God's household.
我们的眼睛有没有打开？
But are our eyes open?
我们是眼瞎的还是眼睛明亮的？
Are we blind or can we see clearly?
在我们的心中有没有看到耶稣是天国的王？
Can we see from our hearts that Jesus is the king of the kingdom of heaven?
这个就是今天第一个大段。
This is the first paragraph.
我们再看十一到十七节。
Let's look at the next paragraph, verse 11 to verse 17.
过了不多时。
Soon afterwards.
耶稣往一座城去，这城名叫拿因，他的门徒和极多的人与他同行。将近城门，有一个死人被抬出来，这人是他母亲独生的儿子，他母亲又是寡妇，有城里的许多人同着寡妇送病。耶稣看见那寡妇，就怜悯他，对他说不要哭。于是近前按着杠抬的人就站住了。耶稣说，少年人，我吩咐你起来。那死人就坐起并且说话，耶稣便把他交给他母亲。众人都惊奇归荣耀与神，说有大先知在我们中间兴起了，又说神眷顾了他的百姓。这事的风声就传遍了犹大和周围的地方。
Verse 11 to verse 17.
过了不多时，
Soon afterwards,
就是这个百夫长认出耶稣是天国的王这件事情过了不多的时间。
So soon after the centurion recognized Jesus as the king of the kingdom of heaven,
耶稣来到拿因这个城市。
Jesus went to a town called Nain.
拿因这个字原文的意思就是美丽。
In the original text, it means beauty.
所以他来到一个美丽的城市。
So he went to a beautiful city.
这个城市因为耶稣的到来真的变得美丽了。
And this town, because Jesus has come to this town, is indeed beautiful.
弟兄姐妹，你的生命，你心中的那座城，有没有因为耶稣的到来变得美丽呢？
Brothers and sisters, the town that is within you, has it become beautiful due to Jesus' visit?
这个美丽的城，美丽在哪里？
Where is the beauty in this town?
美丽在耶稣把盼望带进来。
It was, the beauty is found in the fact that Jesus has given it hope.
耶稣一坐一进入这个城市里面，迎接他的第一幕是什么呢？
When Jesus went to the town, the first scene that he encountered is
就是很多的人跟他一起走的时候，就看见一个死人被抬出来。
Is that there's a large crowd and that they're carrying a dead person.
这个死人不是一般的死人。
This dead person is no ordinary dead person.
这个死人他是一个寡妇的儿子。
He is the son of a widow.
在以色列当时的年代，
During the time of Israel,
妇女没有办法自己去外面做工作来赚取生活的需要。
Women are unable to go to work and sustain their own living.
要么就是靠这个家里的男人，就是她的老公。
They must depend on the man of the household that should be their husband.
要么就是靠儿子。
Or their son.
如果没有出嫁，就是靠爸爸。
If they are not married, then they depend on their father.
哥哥或者弟弟。
Or her brothers.
但是这个人她是这个女人她是一个寡妇。
But this woman is a widow.
这个寡妇她只有一个儿子。
And this widow only has one son.
现在这个儿子死了。
And now the son is dead.
对这个寡妇来说，
For the widow,
她的生活的盼望没有了。
The hope of her living is gone.
她前面的路不知道怎么走。
She don't know how to go on, carry on.
难听的说，下个月就缴房租的钱、吃饭的钱都不知道从哪里来了。
She have no idea how she's going to pay her rent for the next month or where food is going to come from.
所以这个寡妇是完全失去了盼望。
So this widow has lost hope.
但是她在一个美丽的城市里面。
But she's in a beautiful town.
却是完全失去了盼望。
But she is without hope.
但是今天这个城市不一样。
But today this town is not the same anymore.
因为耶稣进入了这个美丽的城。
Because Jesus entered into this beautiful town.
绝望的人碰上了耶稣。
And a hopeless person encountered Jesus.
耶稣看到这个寡妇。
When Jesus saw the widow.
耶稣就知道这个寡妇的盼望失去了。
Jesus knew that the hope of this widow is gone.
所以十三节。
And so in verse 13.
主看见那寡妇。
When the Lord saw her.
路加福音在这边很特别。
Luke, he has a special recording.
你会发现他有时候记载的时候说用耶稣的名字，有时候这里特别是用主。
You know, sometimes he mentioned Jesus by his name, other time there, like here, it says the Lord.
我相信这些的转变都有意思。
I believe these little changes has meaning.
他这里不是说耶稣看见那个寡妇。
Here he didn't say Jesus saw her.
他说主看见了这个寡妇。
Instead, he said the Lord saw her.
天国的王
The king of the kingdom of heaven
还有另外一个身份
Has another position
就是主
That is the Lord
今天在你的眼中你认识的耶稣他是主吗
Now the Jesus you come to know is he your Lord
这个主不是一般的主
This Lord is not just an ordinary Lord
这个主希伯来文就是 Adonai
In the original text is Adonai
Adonai 的意思就是上主就是上帝
Adonai means God
所以耶稣不单只是天国的王
So Jesus is not only the king of the kingdom of heaven
耶稣是神
Jesus is God
那位创造我们的神
The God who has created us
我们在新满十诫的当中
And we know in the heart of five commandments
第一诫就是神是爱我创造我唯一的天父
The first commandment is that God is the only heavenly father who has created me and loved me
所以这位主是创造天地的主
So this is the Lord who created the heavens and the earth
这个主是赐予生命的主
This is the Lord who is the giver of life.
主看见了这个寡妇。
And the Lord saw this widow.
创造天地天国的王看见了这个寡妇。
The king who created the heavens and the earth saw this widow.
看见了还算不得什么。
Now seeing her is not a big deal.
就怜悯她。
But his heart went out to her.
创造天地给人生命的主怜悯她。
The creator, the giver of life, his heart went out to her.
你看到耶稣跟我们的关系吗
Can you see Jesus' relationship with us?
他是天国的王
He is the king of the kingdom of heaven
他是创造天地万物的神
He is the God, the creator of heavens and the earth
可是他会怜悯我们
But his heart went out to us
你什么时候会怜悯一个人
When would your heart went out to someone?
就是当你可以站在那个人的位置上为他思想的时候
When you can see yourself, put yourself in their shoe and think on their behalf
对不对
Isn't it?
你经过一个地方看到路边有一个乞丐你为什么会可怜他
When you walk down the street and you see a beggar on the street why would you have compassion?
你就是站在他的位置去思想，哇，这个人他所面对的真的很可怜。
Because you're putting yourself in their shoe, what they are experiencing is terrible.
所以这一位天国的王，创造天地的神。
So this king of the kingdom of heaven, this creator of heaven and
earth. 他愿意站在我们的立场，明白我们的感觉。
He is willing to put them, himself in our shoe and understands us.
也就是说，他跟我们是有关系的。
That is to say, he has a relationship with us.
这个怜悯就让这个寡妇跟主产生了连接和关系。
This compassion.Has caused the widow to have form a connection with the Lord.
就是这样的关系建立了。
And because this relationship is established,
这个儿子就复活了。
This son came back to life from the dead.
今天我们有没有跟这位主建立这样亲密的关系？
Today, do we have such an intimate relationship with our Lord?
如果我们跟我们主建立了这样亲密的关系，
If we have such a relationship with our Lord like this,
我们人生的难题就解决了。
Then the problems in our life will be resolved.
死人就复活了。
The dead will come to life.
是这一份的关系带来盼望。
It's this relationship that brings hope.
是这一份的关系带来生命。
It's this relationship that brings life.
有爱就有生命。
With love, there's life.
神的爱充满在这个地方。
God's love fills this place.
主的爱临到这个寡妇。
God's love Enter into this widow.
死去的儿子就复活过来了。
And the son who was dead came back to life.
盼望就重新回到这个家。
And hope is restored to this household.
拿因城才称得上真正是美丽的城市。
And now the town of Nan is called the city of beauty.
是爱让这个城市美丽。
It's love that makes the town beautiful.
是主的爱让这个城市美丽。
It's the love of the Lord that makes this town beautiful.
我知道这次特会我们有很多来自不同地方的人。
I know in this conference we have people from all over the world.
盼望我们都把主的爱带到我们的城市的里面。
And I pray that we'll bring this love of our Lord to our city.
当主的爱临到我们的所在的城市，我们的城市就美丽了。
When the love of God came to our city, then the city will be beautiful.
我们把主的爱带到我们组员的生命当中。
When we bring the love of the Lord to the lives of our cell members.
带到我们的会友的生命当中。
To the lives of our members.
生命就产生。
Then life happens.
盼望就回来。
And hope is restored.
这个就是我们的耶稣。
This is our Lord Jesus.
这个就是第二个故事的重点。
This is the key of the second story.
其实复活不是重点。
The resurrection is not the key point.
因为耶稣复活的人到最后还是会死的。
Because the people whom God raised back to life eventually died.
今天这个寡妇的儿子还在吗？
Today is the son of this widow still alive?
应该不在了
No
对不对
Isn't it
所以生死在神的眼中并不是我们所看的
So life and death The way God sees it is quite different from us
我们这一生的长短算不得什么
The duration of our life in this lifetime is not a big deal
我们有没有跟神连上才是重点
But whether our life is connected with God That's a big deal
因为只要我们跟神的怜悯跟神的慈爱连上
Because only when we are connected with God's compassion
死亡就不存在了
Then death ceases to exist
因为我们就进入了永生。
Because we have entered into eternal life.
这个拿因城的寡妇就是这样。
And the widow of this town is like that.
主怜悯她，主跟她产生了这个爱的关系。
God has compassion on her and formed this relationship with her.
而且这个爱是神主主动发出的。
And this love was initiated by God.
这个关系一建立，死亡就不存在了。
And when this relationship established, death ceases to exist.
复活就临到了。
And resurrection come upon us.
但愿今天我们都得着这样跟神甜蜜的关系。
And I pray that each of us have such a relationship with God.
神的爱藏在我们的生命中。
And God's love is often in our life.
我们再来看18到37节这一段。
So let's look at verse 18 to verse 35.
约翰的门徒把这些事情告诉约翰，他便叫了两个门徒来，打发他们到主那里去，说那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？那两个人来到耶稣那里说，施洗的约翰打发我们来问你，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别的人呢？正当那时候，耶稣治好了许多有疾病的，受灾患的，被恶鬼附着了，又开恩叫好些瞎子能看见。耶稣回答说，你们去把你所看见所听见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的得洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们，凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。约翰所差来的人既走了，耶稣就对众人议论约翰说，你们从前出去到旷野是要看什么呢？要看风吹动的芦苇吗？你们出去到底是要看什么呢？ 要看穿细软衣服的人吗？那穿华丽衣服宴乐度日的人是在王宫里，你们出去究竟是要看什么？要看先知吗？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。经上记着，我要差遣我的使者在你的面前预备道路，所说的就是这个人。我告诉你们，凡妇人所生的没有一个大过约翰的，然而神国里最小的比他还大。众百姓和税吏既受过约翰的洗，听见这话就以神为义。但法利赛人和律法师没有受过约翰的洗，仅为自己废了神的旨意。主又说，这样我可以用什么比喻这个世代呢？他们好像什么呢？好像孩童坐在街市上，彼此呼叫说，我向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞，我向你们举哀，你们不啼哭。施洗的约翰来，不吃饼不喝酒，你们说他是被鬼附着了。人子来也吃也喝，你们说他是贪食好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友。但自卫之子都以自卫为事。
Verse 17 to verse 35，
这些事情以后。
After these events,
约翰的门徒来见耶稣。
Jesus' disciples went to him.
然后他这约翰是约翰吩咐他们去找耶稣的。
And Jesus sent and John sent them to Jesus.
然后这两个门徒就带来了一个问题。
And so these disciples came with a question.
他说，施洗约翰问你，你是将要来的那个呢，还是我们还要等别的人呢？
John the Baptist want to ask, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?
为什么约翰要问这个问题呢？
Why did John have to ask this question?
难道约翰不知道耶稣是谁吗？
Does John not know who Jesus is?
约翰是为耶稣施洗的那一位。
John the Baptist was the one who baptized Jesus.
那他为什么不认识耶稣吗？
Does he not know about Jesus?
而且我们知道，其实还有另外一个秘密，就是施洗约翰跟耶稣其实是表兄弟嘛。
And we know that's a secret because John the Baptist is actually a cousin of Jesus.
当初玛利亚怀孕的时候，跑去找伊丽莎伯，就是约翰的妈妈。
When Mary was pregnant, she went to see Elizabeth, who is the mother of John.
这两个妇人一定是聊了很多关于孩子的事情。
And these women must have talked much about their children.
甚至这个伊丽莎伯一看到玛利亚来的时候
，And when Elizabeth saw Mary.
还在他肚子里面的约翰就跳动，被圣灵充满。
John, who was still inside her womb, were excited and filled by the Holy Spirit.
然后这个伊丽莎伯就讲了一番话，就是说，哇，我主的母亲到我这里来，我真的是不敢当。
And Elizabeth said that, oh, the mother of my Lord came to me. How could that be?
所以耶稣是从圣灵而来的这件事情，伊丽莎伯一定知道。
So Jesus, who came to earth by the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth knew about this.
那伊丽莎伯知道事情，施洗约翰会不知道吗？
And if Elizabeth knew about this, would John the Baptist not know about this?
我相信从小这个伊丽莎伯都会告诉这个施洗约翰。
I believe that Elizabeth would have taught John when he was still young.
约翰，你是一个很特别的孩子。
John, you're a special child.
因为你是一个神迹的孩子。
Because you're a miracle child.
是神的能力把你带到这个世界。
It's by God's power that you came to the earth.
不过你那个表弟更厉害。
But your cousin is even greater.
因为你到底还是我跟你爸生出来的。
Because, you know, you are the son of your father and I.
可是你那个表弟。
But your cousin.
他是从圣灵来的。
He came, it was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
这句话一定会听过。
I'm sure John would have heard this.
所以当耶稣来接受施洗约翰的洗礼的时候。
So when Jesus came to be baptized by John.
约翰自己都知道。
John himself knew.
你来我这里受我的洗吗？
You came here to be baptized by me?
应该是我受你的洗。
It should be you baptizing me.
对不对？他就指着耶稣说，这个就是我连帮他解鞋带都不配的。
He said to Jesus, this is the one who I'm not even worthy to tie his shoelace.
他要用圣灵和火为你们施洗。
And he will baptize you with fire and the Holy Spirit.
这明明是约翰讲过的话。
And this is what John has said.
为什么现在又打发两个门徒去问耶稣，我们要等的是你吗？还是我们要等另外一个？
Then why is it now that he sent two disciples to ask Jesus, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?
施洗约翰的眼睛突然间看不见了吗？
Is John suddenly blind about this?
在这个时候他信心的眼睛闭上了吗？
Did he close his eyes of faith?
百夫长都认出耶稣是天国的王。
If the centurion can see that Jesus is the king of the heaven,
那施洗约翰为什么要问这个问题？
Then why would John the Baptist ask this question?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
施洗约翰不是为自己问的。
John the Baptist was not asking for himself.
施洗约翰是为他的门徒问这个话。
He asked these questions for the sake of his disciples.
为了所有的以色列人问这句话。
He asked this for the sake of all Israel.
目的不是为自己。
The purpose is not for himself.
目的是为耶稣预备道路。
The purpose is to prepare a way for Jesus.
这两个门徒来问耶稣。
When these disciples came and asked Jesus,
耶稣给他什么样的回答呢？
How did Jesus reply?
当时耶稣正在医治很多的人。
At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases.
耶稣就跟他们说。
And Jesus said to them,
你们回去。
Go back.
把所看见的事情，所听见的事情告诉约翰。
And report to John what you have seen and heard.
他还怕这两个门徒就是搞不清楚到底所看见的所听见的是什么呢？
And he was afraid that the disciples might not know what he meant by what they have seen and heard.
这两个门徒会不会回去告诉自己约翰，原来你的表弟耶稣长得很帅。
The disciples went back to John and say, John, your cousin is actually very handsome.
他身边有很多的粉丝跟着他。
And he has many fans following him.
他所讲的讲到那个点击率非常的高。
And there was many views on his sermons.
所以耶稣说。
So Jesus said.
回去告诉约翰。
Go back and report to John.
瞎子看见。
The blind receive sight.
瘸子行走。
The lame walk.
长大麻风的得洁净。
Those who have leprosy are cleansed.
聋子听见。
The deaf hears.
死人复活。
The dead are raised.
穷人有福音传给他们。
And the good news is proclaimed to the poor.
为什么点出这些的东西呢？
Why did he highlight these points?
因为这些神迹。
Because these miracles.
当中有一些就是弥赛亚标志性的神迹。
Some of which are known as the messianic miracles.
在以色列的传统和传说里面他们都知道。
In the tradition of the Jews, they know.
只有弥赛亚可以洁净大麻风。
Only the Messiah can cleanse the lepers.
只有弥赛亚可以赶出哑巴鬼。
Only the Messiah can make the mute talk.
也只有弥赛亚可以叫死后三天的人复活。
And only the Messiah can raise the dead after they have died for 3 days.
所以当这些事情也讲出来。
So when these things happened.
其实这两个门徒都不需要去再问约翰。
These disciples need not ask any more questions.
他们心里面就会想起一个声音。
In their heart they will remember this.
这个人果真是弥赛亚。
This man is truly the Messiah.
所以他们就知道这个约翰所问的问题的答案。
So they will know the answer to John's question.
耶稣虽然没有直接的说。
Even though Jesus did not say this directly.
我就是。
I am the Messiah.
他没有说。
He didn't say that.
可是从他所做的事情。
But from the things he has done.
他所做的就是弥赛亚要做的事。
What he has done is what the Messiah would do.
他所做的也只有弥赛亚可以做得到。
And what he did is only, can only be done by the Messiah.
所以他的行为证实他的身份。
So his actions prove his identity.
这两个门徒应该是很兴奋地跑回去告诉耶稣那个施洗约翰。
And these two disciples would be so excited when they went back to report to John.
圣经没有记载。
The Bible didn't record this.
我们可以发挥一下我们的想象。
But we can imagine this.
这两个人跑回去报告这个施洗约翰的时候。
And when these two disciples went back to report to John.
我想如果我是施洗约翰。
I imagine if I was John the Baptist.
在监牢里面我会哈哈大笑。
In the prison, I would have laughed.
然后我告诉他们。
And told them.
你们跟从耶稣。
You guys follow Jesus.
其实约翰在这个时候他已经知道自己要离开的时候快到了。
At that time, John knew that his time on earth is about to run out.
属神的人很多都知道自己什么时候会离世。
Many people of God will often know when they are leaving their last breath.
他问这个问题是要让他的门徒从此跟着耶稣。
He asked this question so that his disciples will then follow Jesus.
当然他的门徒跟着耶稣也代表所有以色列人都看见约翰对耶稣的肯定。
And when his disciples follow Jesus, all of Israel will know the affirmation of John the Baptist for Jesus.
凡是受过施洗约翰洗的人心里面就知道那个答案了。
Everyone who has been baptized by John the Baptist will have this answer in their heart.
事实上圣经也是这么记载的啊。
And that is indeed what the Bible said.
就是当这个事情发生以后。
So after the messengers left.
受过施洗约翰洗的人他们就接纳耶稣就跟着耶稣以神为义。
The people who were baptized by John the Baptist then followed Jesus and see that is the way, God's way is right.
可是法利赛人教法师没有受过施洗约翰的洗他们就不以耶稣为义。
But the Pharisees and the experts of the law who was not baptized by John, did not see that.
所以其实以耶稣为义以神为义的意思就是受过施洗约翰的洗的人他们就认定耶稣是弥赛亚。
So what do you mean by that they acknowledged that God's way was right is whether they were baptized by John and whether they recognized Jesus as the Messiah.
可是没有受过施洗约翰的洗的人他们就不认为 耶稣是弥赛亚。
But those who have not been baptized by John do not recognize Jesus as the Messiah.
当这个两个约翰的门徒走了以后
，And after these two disciples of John left,
耶稣就对在他身边的众人来说
，Jesus began to speak to the crowd.
他不是只是对他的门徒
，He's not just speaking to his disciples.
他是对所有围绕着他的众人说
，He's speaking to the crowd who surround him.
就讲起了约翰。
He talked to them about John.
他说：“你们出去旷野是要去看什么呢
？”He said, "What do you go out into the wilderness to see?"
是要看风吹动芦苇吗
？A reed strayed by the wind.
你付那么大的代价，那么大老远的跑去旷野，就是要看芦苇吗
？You pay such a high price. You went all the way out to the wilderness. Do you want to see a reed?
还是要看那些穿着华丽衣服的人呢
？Or did you go out to see a man dressed in fine clothes?
那些穿着华丽衣服的人在王宫里面。
No, those who wear expensive clothes are in the palaces.
你们到底要看什么
？What do you go out to see?
大家都知道，其实他们就是为了要去看施洗约翰。
They all know. They know they went out there to see John the Baptist.
要听他的道。
To listen to his word.
要接受他的洗礼。
To receive his baptism.
约翰所传讲的
，What John the Baptist preached
是一个悔改的洗。
It's a baptism of repentance.
所以他们出去。
So they went out.
他们出去找约翰。
They went out to see John.
是因为他们心里面受了责备。
It's because they feel guilt in their heart.
知道自己是罪人。
They knew that they are a sinner.
他们要去旷野找约翰寻求一个出路。
So they went out to the wilderness to look for a way out.
罪辖制人。
Sin will chain people.
罪让人失去盼望。
Sin will cause people to lose hope.
在罪里面没有出路。
And in sin, there is no way out.
所以就是他心里面这份的痛苦，让他们去找约翰。
So it's this agony in their hearts that motivate them to find John.
希望可以找到一个的答案，一个出路。
Hoping to find an answer, a way out.
可是罪的出路只有一条。
But the way out for sin, there's only one way.
One way.
There's one way.
只有一条路。
There's only one way.
就是耶稣
That is Jesus.
因为他是唯一的道路真理和生命
Because he is the way, the truth, and the life.
原来耶稣不单只是天上的王
Jesus is not only the king of the kingdom of heaven.
他不单只是创造天地的主
He's not only the creator of heaven.
他也是最终唯一的出路
He's also the one way.
约翰就是为他来预备道路的
And John was the one who prepared a way for Jesus.
所以耶稣就简单直接的就说出来
And so Jesus plainly said this.
施洗约翰
John the Baptist
就是那位的使者
is the one whom it is written
为真正的救主预备道路
I will send a messenger ahead of the Messiah
所以妇人所生的没有一个比约翰大
So there's no one greater among those who were born of women
他是伟大的先知
He is a great prophet
因为他为救主预备道路
Because he prepared the way for the Messiah
但是问题是以色列人有看见吗
But the question is did the Israel see this?
今天你有看见耶稣是最终唯一的道路吗
？Today, can you see that Jesus is the only way out of sin?
当你在罪的捆绑当中的时候，你有去寻求耶稣吗
？When you are binded by sin, did you seek out Jesus?
其实很特别
，It's special.
当我们在罪里面的时候
，When we are in sin,
其实只要我们转向我们的眼目转向来看耶稣的时候，我们就找到出路了。
When we turn our eyes to Jesus, then we can see a way out.
可是如果我们的眼睛一直盯着罪的话我们就永远出不来
But if we fix our sight on sin we will never be able to escape it
我从前是一个非常贪钱的人
In the past I was someone who has great greed for wealth
眼中只有钱
And in my eyes I can only see money
看不见神
I can't see God
因为整个眼目都是盯着金钱
Because all my attention is fixed on money
这个贪心的罪没有办法可以胜过
And I cannot overcome my sin of greed
但是有一天当你的眼睛转眼看着神的时候
But there's one day when you turn your eyes to God
你就发现金钱再也没有它的影响力
And you realize that money lost its attractiveness
失去了那个吸引力
It lost its grasp
我的岳母也是一样
And for my mother-in-law it's the same
她很喜欢打麻将
She loves to play 麻将
信主以后她还是继续的打麻将
Even after she came to Christ she continued to play 麻将
可是有一天
But one day
她突然间说
She suddenly said
其实麻将也不太好玩。
Hey, 麻将 is not that fun anymore.
我们就问他为什么。
And I ask her why.
那我现在其实没有时间打麻将。
Now I don't even have time to play mahjong anymore.
但你知道在六一的教会很忙的。
You know, in the six morning church, you'll be very busy.
去了主崇又要去那个长者崇拜。
You know, after going to the main service, you go to the senior service.
然后很多的组员不停的有很多的问题我要去帮忙。
And a lot of my cell members have questions I need to help them.
连我们要约他吃饭他说我没有时间我约了组长。
And then I want to have an appointment, a meal with her, and she said, oh, sorry, I have no time, I'm seeing my cell leader.
我说麻将不打了吗？
So I asked her, you don't play 麻将
anymore? 哎呀，没那个心思，没那个时间。
哎呀， I don't want to play anymore, and I've got no time.
打麻将也没什么好玩的。
And playing 麻将 is not that fun anymore.
去教会比较好。
The going to church is better.
你的眼目改变了。
Your perspective changed.
你的眼目定睛的是那个出路。
And now you're fixing your eyes on the way.
罪就没办法捆绑你，也没有办法追上你。
And sin can no longer catch up to you or bind you anymore.
今天你看见吗？
Today, can you see?
耶稣说，约翰比谁都大。
Jesus said that John is greater than anyone who is born of woman.
可是耶稣又说，在天国里面最小的比约翰还大。
But yet Jesus said, the one who is the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们进入了天国
When we enter into the kingdom of God
我们跟天国之主产生了关系
When we have a relationship with the God of the kingdom of God
这一份的关系比地上的一切更大
This relationship is greater than anything on the earth
约翰在地上妇人所生的当中最大
John is the greatest among those who are born of women
可是天上的比地上的更大
But the one in the kingdom of God is greater than the ones on earth.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们的眼睛是盯着地上的，还是盯着天上的？
Today are our eyes fixed on the things of the world or of God?
我们是看着盯着地上的麻将的桌子，还是盯着天上的那个永恒的座位？
Are we fixing our eyes on the seat or to play mahjong, or are we fixing our eyes on the seat in heaven?
我们所看的不一样。
When our perspective changes,
所得的就不一样。
What we receive will also change.
今天的领受是什么呢？
What is the message for today?
我们今天的眼睛有没有看见耶稣是谁
Can our eyes see who Jesus is?
好我们再看最后一段36到50节
Let's look at the last paragraph, verse 36 to 50.
有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭耶稣就到法利赛人的家里去坐席那城里有一个女人是个罪人知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席就拿着剩香膏的玉瓶站在耶稣背后挨着他的脚哭眼泪湿了耶稣的脚就用自己的头发擦干又用嘴连连亲他的脚把香膏抹上请耶稣去的法利赛人看见这事心里说这人若是先知必知道摸他的是罪人这个是个怎么样的女人乃是个罪人耶稣对他们说对他说西门我有句话对你说西门说夫子请说耶稣说一个债主有两个人欠他的债一个欠50两银子一个欠5两银子因为他们无力偿还债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债这两个人哪一个更爱他呢西门回答说我想是多得恩免的人耶稣说你断得不错于是转过来向着那女人对西门说你看这女人吗我进了你的家你没有给我水洗脚但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚用头发擦干你没有与我亲嘴但这女人从我进来的时候就不住的用嘴巴亲我的脚你没有用油抹我的头但这女人用香膏抹我的脚所以我告诉你她许多的罪都赦免了因她的爱多但那赦免少的她的爱就少于是对那女人说你的罪赦免了同席的人心里说这是什么人竟赦免人的罪呢耶稣对那女人说你的信救了你平平安安的回去吧
Verse 36 to 50
有一个法利赛人
There was a Pharisee
他来请耶稣吃饭
Who invited Jesus to have dinner with him
我们心里面很想问为什么耶稣会去呢
In our hearts we want to ask why did Jesus went
这种场合耶稣为什么会感兴趣
Why would Jesus be interested to have a meal with a Pharisee
我告诉你耶稣去
Let me tell you Jesus went
不是为了这个法利赛人
Not for the sake of the Pharisee
是为了这个女人
But for this woman
耶稣来寻找一个罪人
Jesus is seeking out the sinners
不管这个罪人多么的渺小
No matter how minor they might be
不管这个罪人在哪里
No matter where they are
耶稣都要来找他
Jesus want to seek her out
付的代价都要来找他
Jesus paid the price to seek her out
今天同样的
And likewise today
不管你在哪里
No matter where you are
不管你面对多大的困难
No matter what trouble you're facing
你心里面有多么的忧伤
No matter how broken your heart is
耶稣要来找你
Jesus is seeking you out
这个法利赛人真心请耶稣吗
Is this Pharisee really want to invite Jesus for a meal?
肯定不是
No
是如果他是真心的请耶稣
If he is doing this sincerely
以色列人的习惯
In the traditions of the Jews
他一定会为客人洗脚
He would then wash the guest's feet.
跟他亲嘴问安。
Kiss them and greet them.
拜托，这是最基本的礼貌。
Come on, this is a common courtesy.
就好像我们今天，如果你请一个人吃饭
，like today, if you're inviting someone over for a meal,
至少你会跟他说 hello.
You at least greet them. You say hello.
握握手
and may shake their hand.
请坐
and ask them to take a seat.
如果我今天请你吃饭
，if I invited you over to my home,
我看见你不打招呼
，and I saw you, I did not greet you.
手也不跟你握一下
，I did not shake your hand.
也没有跟你说请坐
，and didn't say come have a seat.
这个饭你还吃吗
？Would you still come and have a meal with me?
可是耶稣继续吃这一顿饭。
But Jesus continued.
这个女人一来的时候
，When the women came,
圣经很奇妙。
The Bible is special.
耶稣对着这个女人
，When Jesus saw the women,
可是跟那个法利赛人西门来说话。
But spoke to the Simon.
我进你的家，你没有给我洗脚。
And told Simon that a Pharisee, when I went to your house, you did not.
这个女人用眼泪湿了我的脚。
Gave me water to clean wash my feet.
你没有擦干我的脚，可是她用头发擦。
But the woman wet my feet with her tears.
你没有跟我亲嘴问安。
You did not kiss me.
可是她不停地亲我的脚。
Or greet me, but she had not stopped kissing my feet.
其实这些话一讲出来，这个法利赛人西门是真的应该找个洞钻起来。
When Jesus said this, the Pharisee should be so ashamed that he would need to hide himself.
这法利赛人搞一个这样的饭局，其实是要来为难耶稣的。
The Pharisee invited Jesus to a meal is to trap him.
可是耶稣去。
But Jesus went,
就是为了这个女人
for the sake of this woman,
让她的罪得赦免
so that her sins are forgiven.
谁是爱耶稣的人
Who are those who love Jesus?
表面上请吃饭的人其实不爱耶稣
On the surface, those who invited Jesus for a meal did not love Jesus.
拿着玉瓶来的那个罪人爱耶稣
But the sinner who brought the alabaster jar of perfume,
因为爱罪除去
Because of love, sin was forgiven.
今天我们有看见耶稣是那个爱罪人的主吗
Today, can we see Jesus is the Lord who loves sinners?
如果我们看见
If we can see that,
我们的生命就改变
Our lives will change.
不管你在哪里
No matter where you are,
耶稣都来找你
Jesus is looking for you.
今天这一章圣经
And today's this chapter,
我们的眼中的耶稣
The Jesus in our eyes,
到底是谁
Who is Jesus?
他是天国的王
He is the king of the kingdom.
他是创造天地给人生命的主。
He is the creator. He is the giver of life.
他是怜悯施恩的神。
He is a merciful God.
他是最终唯一的出路。
He is the ultimate way out.
他是在爱里面解决我们一切罪的捆绑的那一位。
He is the person who resolved the problem of our sin in love.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
不单只是自己看见。
Not only do we see it.
也可以让我们身边的人。这样来看见耶稣到底是谁
But we can help those around us to see who Jesus is.